Do you have any plans to reach the Hispanic community? What do you mean? We got all kinds of Hispanics in our church. I got a Mexican. I'm looking at a Mexican right now. He works for the church. We have a desire to reach everyone. You know, I want to reach Hispanics. I want to reach Chinese and Japanese and Cambodians and Southeast Asians and Canadians and Brazilians and, you know, Africans. I want to reach everything because the Bible says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. You know, we're supposed to reach into every people group. And the Bible tells us, God told the Apostle Peter, you know, that which I cleanse, call not thou common or unclean. And he was basically telling the Apostle Peter, hey, stop just trying to reach the Jews. You need to branch out into other people groups and reach everyone because the gospel is not a racist. It's not a racist message. It's for everyone. We are all of one blood. And let me just make myself very clear. Like, obviously, I'm Hispanic. You know, you see my color and stuff. But I don't identify. Like, that's not how I identify myself. I'm a Christian, okay? I'm a Christian, and I love all races. I didn't say I love all racists. I said I love all races, okay? I love black people. I love white people. I love brown people, yellow people, red people. Because at the end of the day, what I love about them is the fact that they have an everlasting soul. And that's what's important to me. That's what's important to God. Okay. And in fact, my church is made up of like a lot of different people. We have Mexicans, we have Asians and people who are Japanese and Brazilians. We have Assyrians, we have Canadians, we have, what else do we have? Armenians. What else? I said Asians. What's a unique, we used to have a Serbian in our church, but he moved away. We have Belizeans in our church, right? What else, man? We got it all, man. And you know what? That's how I want my church to be because of the fact that that's how heaven's going to be. We're going to be made up of all nations. But, you know, I'm assuming you're referring to, like, reaching into the Hispanic community as far as Spanish-speaking only. And I don't really know exactly how or when I'm going to do something like that. Only because that's a generation that is very small to a certain extent, because obviously there's a second generation and now even a third generation that although they speak Spanish, they prefer English, like myself. I speak Spanish fluently. I can converse in Spanish. I can read in Spanish. I can write in Spanish. I can preach in Spanish, but I do prefer English. And I'm not the only one. There's a lot of people like that. And so I'm still kind of debating on how to go about that. But I'm definitely not against going into foreign countries like Mexico or even when we go to Belize. When we've gone to Belize, we preached the gospel in Spanish, got people saved in Spanish. It was great.